Every year this opportunity comes for these top seniors to really show what they can do against some of the best competition they're going to play before they get to the NFL.
Right.
What's the opportunity here for these guys?
I think it's twofold. Number one, you want to show, obviously, you want to compete against other like talents. That's one of the things that I struggle with when I watch on tape is the level of competition can be so vastly different from player to player, conference to conference. And this kind of normalizes the process for you. And so, you know, I think that really helps these players, sometimes from smaller schools, realize, hey, I can compete against higher level competition, at least higher level in terms of, you know, where they played. And then the other thing is, it's a chance for these players to let the teams get to know them a little bit as people as well. And so it's very important because it's a job interview on the field turf here, but then it's a job interview behind the scenes as well. So I think really it's, in some ways, it's kind of a first impression for guys like Chris Ballard because, you know, Chris may not have gone in like he was when he was a scout and gotten to know these guys, but this is his first impression of a lot of these players.
Colts have the number 3 pick in the upcoming draft. We're just hearing from outsiders that there's a pretty good running back, pretty good pass rusher that might be available there. What kind of talent will be right there at number 3 when the Colts?
I think really good talent. You know, we're talking about Saquon is a special running back. I think Bradley Chubb went to school and got a lot better. I thought it was a good move for him to go back to school. I watched him last year. I thought he was coming out, so I actually wrote him up. And I thought he really improved a lot on the areas he needed to. You know, I think Quentin Nelson, the guard out of Notre Dame, is a future All-Pro and one of the best I've ever studied at guard. And I'm not saying that guard's usually a number 3 type pick, but I think this is a really, really good football player. And then there's a linebacker out of Virginia Tech that I think is going to be is going to get an early look as well, Tremaine Edmonds, who is 6'5", 250. And at the combine, you're going to see him run about a 4.5 40. So those are special physical traits, and he was really productive there as well. So you have some very high-end talent that Chris Ballard and the Colts will have to choose from.
I think one of my least favorite questions I hear a lot during draft time is, how does this class compare to other classes? As you kind of look at this class, is there anything unique about this class or anything special about this class?
Yeah, I think you have 3 guards who are going to be really, really good guards. And Isaiah Wynn, Will Hernandez, both these guys are out here at the Senior Bowl. And then Quentin Nelson, as I just mentioned. I think you have 3 first-round inside linebackers. And Rashawn Evans from Alabama, who had to drop out of this game. Tremaine Edmonds and Roquan Smith from Georgia. For example, this is the best inside linebacker since I've been writing for NFL.com back in 2014-2015. Really impressive crop. And it also includes Darius Leonard, who is out here from South Carolina State. So when you talk about depth of a draft class, to me, you always have to go position by position because it's not really fair. Well, what kind of draft class is this? Well, ask me what type of running back class it is, or what type of guard class, or what type of, you know, cornerback class, because it's not a great cornerback class. It is a good running back draft. It's a good inside linebacker draft. It's a good guard draft, not a great tackle draft. I mean, you know, I think depth, you have to go position by position to really truly find depth.
Quarterbacks. Obviously, the Colts have Andrew Luck recovering, and then Jacoby Brissett is a nice option as a backup. What did you see out of Jacoby coming out of North Carolina State? And, you know, limited opportunity to learn the offense comes in, has to start 15 games, but what did you see out of him?
I had a good grade on him. I really liked him. One of the things I really liked about him is that I loved his size, but the fact that his offensive line play wasn't great, and yet he was able to make plays under duress, and I saw good arm strength under duress as well. I thought he was going to be an eventual starter is what I wrote him up, my grade, and I really liked him. I liked his toughness. I liked his size. I liked his arm. But I liked his ability to make things happen when things weren't perfect around him. Because the fact is, in the NFL, rarely is it going to be perfect. You're not always going to have your receivers. You're not always going to have a great offensive line. You're not always going to have a running game. So, you know, for a quarterback, I want a quarterback who has a chance to, and the same thing with running backs, you got to make yardage for yourself. Well, sometimes for a quarterback, you got to make opportunities for yourself. And I think that's what Jacoby Brissett was able to do coming out of North Carolina State. And I think we saw some of the same things with the Colts this year.